मां प्रयादिना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्ने माम चरणं कुते।
One request that those who are sitting on chair to distribute at least some books. This is big, great service of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu and also to our disciplic line gurus, also to your Gurudev Samiti. So I am very happy. I have also planned to, we have up till now more than 40 books have come, more than 40. In Hindi, much more. And English, like 40 books. Very soon, I'm going to complete Patir Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Neemani, authentic books of Rupa Goswami, Bhajan Rahasyam, Brahma Sanghita, Jayadev Geet Govinda. And our idea to complete very soon, at least, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. This Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Rupa has left up till 14th chapter. Brahma. So I'd like to complete it. I must complete it. Also, I have idea to complete some commentary. Yes, with commentary of Chakravarti Thakur. It may be some, it will be taken from Brihad Vaishnav, Toshini, Sanatan Goswami and Jeev Goswami also. I will take and I will complete. Very easy language and everything. Also, I have an idea to do explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many projects, still I have so many projects going on. Very soon I will try to complete. Brihad Bhagavat Amrit also, very soon it will come. So many projects. If you will help me and inspire me by distributing, then I can do. Otherwise, without your help, I cannot do anything. So please, please, please help in this project. Thank you.
Guru Devan is most humble of all Vaishnava positions, and all those that are traveling with him also are very humble. And everyone knows I'm not so humble, not known for humility. So none of those will probably present the hard work that they've done to produce this book that is out now of Jagadharma. And we've been applauding the books to come out. We should also applaud and give great thanks, great heartfelt appreciation for this most valuable gem. As Gurudev has said, this book is like the ocean. So, please pick up this book if you can. The many copies coming out, share. It is the top most book that you have ever read in your life. So, thank you, Gurudev, for this valuable gem.
For Jaivadharma, for a long time I wanted to publish it. But anyhow, now we are successful in this. All these books contain from beginners to last object of our life. So I think that it would be better that you should all read this book very deeply. Not one time. Again, again, until 108 times, and you gain so much time. Yesterday class, I gave the object of our devotion. Explaining the wordings of Krishna himself about gopis. They are moved, their services to Krishna. Oh, this is object, topmost object. But I permit to set up some examples that I wanted. Supreme Lord Krishna, he has told in Gita, Je jatha mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamya.
Mama bhaktmanu bhaktmanu.
What I told? Huh? What is the meaning?
As one surrenders to the Krishna's coming, I reward them accordingly.
What is the meaning?
The meaning is that anyone who is performing service to Krishna, in that amount that he surrenders to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates to that amount accordingly.
Prapadyante. What is the meaning of prapadyante? You know? What is the meaning of prapadyante? Je yatha mam prapadyante. I don't pay in these glasses.
I'm sorry.
Prapadyante means to take shelter or to surrender oneself unconditionally.
Jatha surrender. Means? Jatha means?
So, as so many people surrender unto me.
Service depend on surrender. A devotee who has surrendered less, a devotee who has surrendered much, their services has much difference. Understand this? Those who have not surrendered, they cannot serve. Though how much they have surrendered, it depends on their surrenderedness, their services. No? So, Krishna also reciprocates like that. Who gives one farthing, Krishna also gave one farthing in his mercy. If anyone has given $1, he will give $1. If anyone whole, totally surrendered, it depends on. But for gopis, he could not do anything. He became what?
Failure.
His promise was broken. You know, Sudama Vipra of Dwarka, who was class friend of Krishna in Sanvitni Muni Ashram. You know very well. Sudama Vipra was bosom friend of Krishna. Krishna, after coming from Brajamandal, his father and mothers, like Vasudeva Devaki and others, they decided Krishna should not be here. Otherwise, he will run away to Brajamandal, to Nanda and Yashoda. We cannot keep him here. So it is not safe. So he should take Upanayan.
Sakarthe.
separate head, open hand. And then by this process, it will be fixed that, oh, Vasudev is father, Devaki is mother. Up till now, Krishna used to know, and Baldev, that our father mother is Nanda and Yashoda. But by this process he should know that, oh, Nanda Yashoda are not father, mother, parents of Krishna. So this function was done, and they took, and they were sent to Gurukul. Of Sandeep Nimini. What a vast learned person. A square in all subjects. In archery too, in Vedic, in Upanishad, apple. And he used to take Tripunda. Tripunda, you know? What it means? So he was Shaiva, not Vaishnava. No? Why he went to Shaiva? Because Krishna saw that if I am going to any Vaishnava, oh, at once they will realize me that I am, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But Shaiva cannot know. I can cheat him. Why? So he went to Sandeep. How he meant? At the same time, you know, Sudama of Dwarka very poor, very poor, Brahmin, but young, like Krishna. He also joined the school of Sandeep. Not a school, it was an ashram. He came on foot, from Dwarka, very poor, not well-dressed, like poor person, worn and torn clothes. He came. Krishna, how came? From Mathura. He first sent some message to Sandeep Muni. I want to send my two sons in Gurukul. Then Sandeep Muni sent answer. Please send no chariot, no well-dressed, like Brahmachari, like other, this should not feel inferiority and superiority. I want that all should be in one category in my ashram. Like bosom friend. If one rich person, one king, the son of Krishna, king, another very poor, then how can I mentor? So I want to see them equal vision, samadarshan. So Krishna came up till the border of that ashram on chariot and with Baladev, but he left that chariot on border and without suit, without
umbrella,
nothing. As a very simple brahmachari, they came there and they studied. In 60 days or 64
days.
Or 64 kinds of
arts
and all Veda, four Veda, the essence of whole Vedic literature, archery ever, Gadajuddha, you know, clubs, oh, so many things. Oh, also, Jyotish.
Astrology.
And 64 kinds of all the arts are in Vedas. So he knew all these things. in the mid-time, something happened, and after that they finished all these things, and they were master in all subjects, in all arts. Then they became ready to return back to their homes. And at that time there is some rule that those who are studying there, the disciples, should pay some dakshina, guru dakshina. Without dakshina, initiation is like zero. So all disciples who are taking diksha, they should pay dakshina in any way. If they cannot, with flowers resembling their hearts, and they should be those who are brahmachari. And those who are grihastha, according to their capacity, they should give something to Gurudev as a dakshina. Otherwise, that thing,
zero.
Like nonsense, but anyhow, not successful. So Krishna asked Gurudev, I want to pay some dakshina. Gurudev told that we know that you are, your father is so big king, but we don't want money. You should go to your Guruani. Guruani means wife of his son. And he may ask anything of Guru Dakshina. He went and at once he told, I want that. I have a child, son. Now he went to Kushasthali in Oshal, and he went to take bath, but he never returned back. Perhaps he died. We are very worried for that son. Only one son was there. One daughter, one son. So I am very worried. If you want to give Guru Dakshina, you should bring my son. At once, Krishna Baldev went to Kushasthali on ocean and searched, killed that demon who took him. And then he saw that, here is not that his son. And then he went to Jampuri, and there, from there, he brought his son. What name? Madhumangal. Madhumangal was. How it became? You know, Madhumangal?
Yes.
Who is he?
Krishna's Brahmin friend.
No. His father, mother. You know?
Sandipani Muni and Yogmaya Purnamasa.
Purnamasa's
grandmother. Sorry.
Explain, you. What do you know? You, Shyamrani.
Madhumangal is the Brahmin friend of Krishna from Vrindavan. And his father is Sandipani Muni. His sister is
Nandi
Muki, also a Brahmini in Vrindavan. Sandipani Muni's mother is Yogamaya.
So what is the relation between Yogamaya, Purnamasi, and this Madhumangal?
She is his grandmother. And she is the disciple of Narad Muni.
Can you reconcile how it became? Krishna was playing with Madhumangal always in Vrindavan, Brajmandal. and how he died, and Krishna brought him from Jamaland. How it became? How can you reconcile? समझ रहे हैं मेरी बात? What is the question?
स्पष्ट है, सब लोग समझ रहे हैं।
समझ रहे हैं? क्या तुम बतलाओ?
Question the Shurdev is raising is Madhu Mangal, who is Krishna's cowherd boyfriend in Vrindavan, and he is assisting in so many pastimes. How he left his body, and Krishna is again retrieving him from Yamalok. So this is the question: how we can reconcile?
Can you reconcile? Oh, see. Up till Krishna was there, before Rosh, no, he was in Vrindavan. After Rosh, who took place like Brahmaratri, one Brahmaratri, one night of Brahma, very long. And after that he came to Mathura. Apur went to Mathura. When Krishna came to Mathura, oh, he became upset. And without Krishna, Madhumanga, without Krishna, he was lifeless life. So he, anyhow, came to his father, mother, to be
pacified.
But here also, he could not regain the same happiness. So he was feeling so much separation, always weeping. So he thought that I should go to take ocean, bath, and by that some purification may come. I will feel happy. At once he went there. And in separation body, he entered this in ocean. And at once, Jammaharaj, Dharmaraj, he knew this fact, that this is the eternal
associate
of Krishna. At once anyhow, he quickly picked up him to him. And he knew that Krishna must come here. And that is why he was there, and Krishna came there, went there, and brought him. And then he came. So, after a long this thing. This was made by only Jogmaya.
Madhu Mangal was staying in Vrindavan with his grandmother then.
Yes.
While his parents were teaching the ashram.
Yes.
Naradji ke aadesh se Purnamasi Nandi Mukhi and Madhu Mangal lekar chale.
Kintu Nandi Mukhi ab Purnamasi oikhane thaklo ini chole ashechilen.
Apni amake bolechilen je Madhu Mangal duto prakash.
So I am coming to my point now. Let me hear. Then, Sudama, after finishing his study, and he came to his house. But you know, he was a good character friend. Not wanting anything worldly. He had no worldly desire. Because he was associated with Krishna in Gurukul so long time. No? And friend of Krishna. So he was totally offered to Krishna. Saranagar. And high class of devotee. So he had no desire for wealth and reputation, position or anything. He came. But anyhow, he was married with a very high class of chest, beautiful lady. Who was she?
Daughter of
Garga-charj or Mathura. He married her daughter to this Sudama Vidya. So she was very beautiful, young lady, and very chaste, and he was Pati Vrata.
Chaste.
But you know that he never wanted any earth. He has nothing to do for money. No material. So he used to do bhajan daily. Only bhajan and bhajan. But he will have to maintain his wife. How he can? Sometimes he used to bake something. But totally he was Ananashintayanto, Mangi Jana Palkus, Tesham Amniti Jubi Abhijuktanam Jogi. So, he never used to go to beg something to others. Anyhow, very easily what comes, used to come, and he was satisfied by that. So, in very short time, they became old. His wife became old, lean and thin, the skeletal wall there, like her husband. She was very worried to maintain his wife, his husband, because he had no chesta.
Effort.
Endeavor.
No. Desire.
No interest to what is for material.
So he was always used to chant and remember Krishna, reading books. So he had no time at all to do all this. So his wife was so worried. How to maintain my husband? If something begging coming easily, she used to cook very small quantity. And he used to offer to his husband. And he, knowing that it is very small, he used to take only half or less than half himself, and he used to keep for her his wife. So becoming more and more weaker and weaker and old. Now her breast became dry. His stomach went on back. She became old. He was very worried to maintain his husband. But he was always engaged in bhajan sadhana. One day, she came. She was also very qualified. The son, the daughter of Garga-charj, you know how he was famous. Astrologer, best astrologer in world, whole world at that time. So, she came and trembling like kaapti hui, and somewhat very polite, you know, told Prabhu, I know that you have no desire, any worldly thing. Always you are engaged in sadhana, but how to maintain this family? Now you are family person. So you should look after. Otherwise we will die. So I want that. I know that Sri Hari, the king of Dwarka, he has so much affluences. And he is Brahmanyadev. Very, very much honor for Brahmins. And you are not only Brahmin, Brahman and also friend of Dwarkadhish. I want you should go there. Don't beg anything from him. He will see and automatically he will give you everything. And she requested again and again. So he was now thinking that, what should I do? I should go to Dwarka and beg something for my maintenance. Oh, that I cannot do. But she is requesting again and again. So I must go there and the fruit will be there. What?
I can take his darshan.
Or take the darshan of, oh, not Dwarkashish Manli. The Supreme Lord. Anyhow, this will be my fortune. So I must go. But I will never beg anything. No money, no sampat, no earth, nothing. He decided. And then told that, what? Arya. Arya. This is Indian.
Address.
Arya.
Fortune.
Arya. You should give me something, presentation, that I may give him. Because it is the rule, regulation, process that if anyone goes to any friend, he should take something, presentation. So, I want some. Can you give me? Oh, she saw that nothing was there in his house. Nothing, totally nothing. No mice even there. Where mice?
There is no rice or no mice.
Oh, no rice. Nothing was there. So, she went to others, neighbors, and she baked something. Broken rice in pieces. Like khu, the Indian means khu. Broken rice. You are so rich, you don't know what is broken. But we know. So, and she binded it in any
worn and torn dirty cloth.
Dirty cloth. Isha. And he took and he went to Dwarka. From morning he was walking, and in evening he reached there. Oh, by the help of a stick. When he reached Dwarka, he went to go. Oh, each queens of Krishna, 16,108 queens, good palaces. Where to go? Where now Krishna? How he can search? So he went first. But he did Dyodi, second, third, fourth. Dyodi means? In King's Castle, so many palaces. So he crossed first, second, third. But now he was thinking where to go. Then he asked anyone, he told, you must go to Rukmini house, Rukmini palace. He may be there. And they took him. When he went to the door, far, far away, Krishna was in the palace of Rukmini. He saw. And at once ran, weeping, and embraced. There were so much in his feet.
So many cracks.
Cracks. Also dirty was there. Cloth not well dressed. Because he was poor. Knowingly he was poor. But he was the richest person. Why? He had no desire. Those who are like like the president of America, what name?
Bose.
Bose is most poor person. Most. Why? He has so many desires.
So many problems.
So many desires. Also, before him?
Clinton.
Clinton. A most poorest person. Myself, a richest person. Maharaja. Because I have no desire, worldly desire. My desire is transcendental. Oh. Anyone can give, cannot give in this world. My Gurudev and our Guru, Guru Parampara, they can give. So, but he was externally poor, looks like poor, but he was not poor because he had no desire at all. I request you all that you don't have any worldly desire. Otherwise you will be cheated. Don't have any desire. Only desire to serve Krishna. By this you can be helped. Otherwise not. So he has no desire. So Krishna embraced him and took him to the palace of Rukmini. And as an elder brother, he requested, he honored so much. And he told that you should sit here and took him and sit here. Now, this poor Brahmin, dirty clothes and so on, and he sat on the palanquin of Arukmini. Not throne, but palanquin. Bed. And Krishna, weeping, brought water pot and water. Oh, very fragrant. And with tear mixing, he washed the feet of that Brahmin. The queens came there and saw that what doing this Krishna? What relation? And he is washing Krishna's feet. They began to with chamar. Oh. And they were looking very ascharja chakit hokas dekha. After washing, and Krishna gave tambul vitika. Tambul vitika, you know, better name. And he gave so many things. And very delicious preparations he offered. And with love and affection he was, oh, more this chutney, this malpua, kheer, and so many things he was giving. After that he messaged his kheer, talking so many things. Now this Brahmin has some doubt whether he recognizing me that I am that very poor Sudama studying in the Gurukul or not. So Krishna knew this, his doubt, and began to tell, oh my dear Sakha, you remember that one day when it was rainy day and also very cold day, there was no
dry
wood for
cooking.
Godmother said that you should bring, and we went in the forest and it began to rain very heavily. We collected some food, but it was so much rain that everywhere ocean of water flooded so much that we could not decide that where, how much water is. So whole night we passed taking the heap of bundle of sticks on head, both. Oh, trembling. So cold. When morning came, sun came. Oh, Gurudev came, sun definitely. Oh, my dear sons, where Krishna and Sudama, where you are. And they told that, oh, we are here. Why you are here? And then he came near and he was weeping and told that, oh, I am very much satisfied. A disciple should serve Gurudev like this. And a disciple should serve his Gurudev like this. You have served me, I am now satisfied. All learning of Vedas, archery and 64 kinds of arts, all should come in your heart. And you should be perfect. And he did like so, and happy thinking, automatically. You remember? Oh, I remember. Oh, then his doubt went. Whole night talking, and it became morning. Oh, Sudama told that, oh, my Grihini is waiting for me. Now I should. I'm very happy to meet you. You remember everything. So I want to return back to my home. Just told that, oh, very good. He gave nothing. Oh, one thing. I forget. Before taking prasadam, he told to Sudama, my dear Sakha, I know that
my sister-in-law,
Bhabhi, has sent something for me. And you have brought. But why you are not giving? Gita shloka. Patram pushpam phalam toyam jeme bhaktya prayacchati prajata. Who has love and affection for me? Even flowers, even leaves, anything he gives. Patram pushpam phalam toyam, even water he gives with love and affection. I very happily, with satisfied, I take it. But I don't take those who have false ego, like Duryodhan and others. And I quarrel, and possibly I take from devotees, like Mahaprabhu took from Sridhar Kalavichara. So he told, so I like you this presentation. And forcibly he took from here, and he took one handful he took, and when second he was going to take, oh, Rukmini,
stop.
Don't take, Prabhu. What you give? You have given everything. Now, you want to give us too? By this? So you should not do. And he was, Sudama was seeing. But he never gave anything. After that, they slept. And in morning, he told that, I want to go return back. He came with Brahmin up to the border. He followed. And he get nothing, a single paise for him. But he was thinking, oh, my Prabhu is so merciful that he never give me a farthing to me. Other I will have so many false eggs. So he is very kind to me. And thus thinking, he came to his house in the evening. And he was searching his house. Where is my house? Oh, my house was here. But here, oh, 16,108 royal palaces are there. And so many Biman means?
Aeroplanes
are here, very glittering of gold and diamonds. And so many, I have had one cow, like old. And now I'm saying Kamdhenu. So many. Also I see heart.
Elephants,
horses, and all everything. Why it came? Why? Each queens of Krishna get one. So one elephant, so many elephants. So many horses, so many cows, so many chariots, so many aeroplanes and so many things. And cows come then. What became of his wife? Or wife became very
Teenager.
Very beautiful. Most beautiful. And thousands of
maid servant.
Expert in everything. And now she became old. So who was now old, now she became. How will it become? Krishna gives. If anyone wants a little. But he get much more that he wanted. He never wanted this. But he get. But so he was now thinking what he became after that. He was weeping. Oh Krishna, I will forget you. So he had no taste for all these things. As he was before, he was without entangled in all these things. And he was doing bhajan like before. When he came there, his wife with so many sakhis, dasi, maidservants, singing, well decorated, very kishori, she came with a pot to
Arati.
And he was saying, who are they? His wife recognized him because he was in the same form. But he could not because form was changed. Now she was so beautiful. So, when they were coming nearby and he was
going back. Why, going back.
Why they are coming to me? Because he could not recognize. And after that she embraced him and did arati. Then he knew. She told that, I'm your same wife. Now when she embraced and he became also
teenage.
Then he was weeping bitterly that, oh Krishna, how you did? How you did? Miracle. You gave so much. How I'll digest? I'll forget your bhakti. But anyhow, he never forget. He was like same
as before.
I told that Je Jathang Mam Prapadyante. Krishna gave so much. But you know, Krishna sent some ornaments through Nand Baba to Yashoda Mother. And what became? Always reminding Krishna, she used to weep bitterly. Oh Krishna, cheated me, cheated us. He has sent ornaments. By ornaments, Vasudev and Devaki have
purchased
Krishna. And thus weeping always. So these ornaments and wealth cannot satisfy any bhakta of Krishna. He cannot give anything in to repay gopis. Gopi Arandar. You know one lady of Mathura, Kubja. She was very attached to Krishna when she saw. Krishna took his
foolish cloth.
Chanda. And for this what he gave? She became very beautiful. She took like this and she became very beautiful. But she wanted to enjoy with Krishna. permanent Krishna fulfilled his desire. And that is why she came in like Naika. What kind of Sadharani Naika? She became. Not like Gopi Samartha. Eh? Oh, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, but desires to enjoy himself, then that devotee is not qualified. Any gopis, they have no worldly desire or anything from Krishna. And Krishna cannot repay them. But for Kubja, oh, she wanted something for herself. So she is not qualified like Gopi. Even not like queens. So we should know that object. These prems, even Sudama prem is not perfect. It is not our object. Because Krishna gave him so much thing. But gopis cannot. So we should know. Our object should be for prem prayojan, but prem like gopi. So having this object, we should try to follow the process. From tomorrow, we will explain the process. Adau Shraddha. Sadhu Sang, then Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibritti, and thus from tomorrow, from Bhajan Rahasya. Go Preman.
Thus ends the class on the 21st of December 2001 in San Diego. Hare Krishna. In the evening.